The number compares to 69 full-time dismissals a year ago. The district must notify any pink slip teachers at least 45 days before the end of the school year. Some school board members say the timing is unfortunate and cumbersome. District 150 attorney Tony Luisi says that the state requires the district to make staffing decisions before funding and student enrollment are known for the next academic year.
It'd be nice if they give us some leeway, a little bit more time, especially since we don't get funding usually till midsummer, to make those decisions and put these individuals in these positions. But it is what it is because we can't do the opposite. We can't come to these individuals in May and June and say, I'm sorry, we found out we don't have enough kids for your class or we don't have enough money for your position and let them go. It is the fiscally prudent thing to do.
The board voted to pink slip half as many full-time honorable dismissals compared to last year, although the number of performance-based dismissals doubled. Recent changes in state law require the district to pink slip educators based on performance evaluations rather than seniority. I'm Alex Rusciano.